committee meeting to order at 5:31. I'm the chair, Paul Pion, and then I have Councilmember Martinez and Clint with us. We'll move straight to our agenda. Our first business agenda item is a resolution revising the council rules of procedure. And we have with us Ms. Humphrey, legislative analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Before you is a resolution to adopt four revisions to the council rules of procedure. And the reason this is before you today is because at the December, last meeting in December at the work session, the City Council gave me direction, a consensus to make an adjustment to public comment to clarify when commenters would be reduced down to 3 minutes. There were comments made at the time that that should be consistent and it shouldn't be the discretion of the chair because it can put them in an awkward position. So I'll go over that again, but whenever I have an opportunity to look at the rules of procedure, I find other things to tweak. And so there are four requests and I'll go over them quickly. In section 1D1 is a proposal to amend the area that talks about council member requests for administration staff assistance. The current language talks about how it should be made through appropriate channels, and those are determined based upon the nature of the request. And that's very ambiguous and subject to interpretation. So I have proposed some language that is a little bit more prescriptive. And it says, requests for staff time in the form of questions, assistance, or a work product should generally be directed to the legislative analyst, city administrator, and or department head. This helps ensure that a timely, effective response can be provided, provides transparency, and allows the request to be evaluated for impacts. But the impact has to do with the subsection below it, which distinguishes requests for staff time between minimal, limited impact, or significant, requiring 1 or more hours to complete. So it just provides a little bit more guardrails and clarifies the way that council members should interact with staff. So that's the first one. Do you want me to keep going too?
I think we should go through all of them and have a conversation about.
Okay, great. The second change was requested by the city clerk. This is a very minor housekeeping change where the current rule mentions the attorney will certify that legislation is in the correct form, and that's not really something that happens. There is a process where the city attorney approves all legislation before it gets in the council packet, but there isn't really a certification. That's just archaic. And then moving on to the third change, this has to do with the seating on the dais. So the current rules say that the council president will be seated in the center during committee of the whole meetings and to the right of the mayor during regular and special meetings. I'm proposing adding has the option to sit to the right of the mayor because our current council president wants the flexibility to retain where he already sits and doesn't want to move. And so I thought that would be flexible for future council presidents. And then the final proposal has to do with the work session direction I got. And so right now,
TV's been flashing on.
Yeah.
I'm assured by the people who are on the meeting, they don't have that they can still hear and see what's going on, and it's we're having TIS look at it.
Okay, thank you. So right now, as you know, that there's a time limit of 5 minutes or less for each individual speaker, but the proposal says if 6 or fewer people have signed up to speak, comments will be limited to 5 minutes or less. If more than 6 people have signed up, comments will be limited to 3 minutes or less. And that just provides that consistent language and rule. It takes away the discretion of the chair. And then, of course, there's a caveat that additional time may be granted by a majority of the council, so that retains your flexibility going forward. So those are the four proposals, and I'll turn it back to you for discussion.
Thank you, Councilor Animal, for your presentation. Council members, do you have any questions, thoughts, comments? Councilmember Quinn?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. The 1D1, I agree with the language. You know, it's kind of clear. It's more clear the way it's stated here. 3B4, I'm comfortable with as well. My one question around the preference of seating, and I would defer, you know, as I said, to the council president, but thinking about the format of the meeting, like if the mayor's coming in for a regular meeting, like what does that do with the seating? Two, you know, I think we've been arranged by seniority, and maybe we can try to redo that. But when it is disrupted by whoever the council president is. So I'm not wedded to it, but those were just the questions I had. I think the one question I had was based on the discussion in the council around the time limit. Was it six that we, I mean, was it a time frame, or was it, that's what I'm trying to make
sure. Yeah, I listened to that discussion again, and there were a few different ideas thrown around. It wasn't entirely clear of the outcome, but I was ultimately directed to propose some language, and so this is what I'm here with. And so the six has to do with the concept of the 30-minute public comment period.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Thank you. Those are the high-level questions that I had, and I'd be curious to hear the perspective of the committee. Comfortable whatever, as long as people are kind of comfortable with the implications of what it could mean. But the time thing, I do remember the 30-minute time frame seemed to make a lot of sense, and that we coalesced around it. But I want to make sure whatever comes out of here, we feel comfortable saying, hey, this is what we agreed to based on kind of a consensus of the discussion.
Thank you.
Councilmember Martinez?
Yeah. So thanks for your input, Councilmember Quinn. The 1D1, okay, so we heard in the past year that we were concerned about, you know, staff time. You know, we heard that from administration. So with this in mind, will this add more time to staff if we've got to go to, you know, from here to here to here, and then it gets transferred to the party that's going to ask the question? It'll touch hands basically at least two times, possibly three or four more times.
Well, I have a different interpretation. Okay. This is saying to me it should be directed to the legislative analyst or the city administrator or the department head, because the three of those positions are able to make sure it gets disseminated to the appropriate staff, and can also evaluate it for impacts, and also make sure the rest of the council is aware of stuff they should be aware of. You know, some questions you may ask are minor, and we don't need to broadcast it to everybody, but in general, most information that's shared with one council member should be shared with all.
So you're speaking basically not on, not while we're conducting our meeting. You're talking about a council member, I'll use myself as an example. I'm coming in to find out, is the sky blue today? Can I ask Tony? Or do I got to go through Marty to ask Tony?
You know? No, you could ask Tony or...
Let me rephrase that. Do I ask one of Tony's underlings, or do I have to ask Tony if the sky is blue?
I think we're trying to say we'd prefer you not go to underlings, because sometimes council members have a lack of self-awareness of, no offense, but just the power differential. We've had issues with previous council members. So it's just keeping it at a higher level. And so, yeah.
Okay, so with that in mind, and I understand what you're saying now, Could you add when we're not on, you know, in our meeting, you know, something to the effect that this doesn't affect, because, you know, then people are, if somebody's doing a presentation when we're in front, you know, when they're in front of us, well, you know, it's like, oh, well, now I got to ask Tony about that, you know, car that got fixed that, you know, we didn't know about, you know.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a great clarification.
Yeah, so if we can add something there, for, individual council members coming in to, you know, help along that line.
Yeah, I will say that if you turn to page 5, the title of this section is Request for Administration Staff Assistance. So thank you. That's a great suggestion. I'll add language to clarify that.
Yeah, individual customers. Okay.
Yep.
And then the proposed ordinance for 3B4, the amend legislative action to strike out and bear the attorney's certification that they are in correct form before final passage. Was this ever excluded from the past councils, or is it? Because I know that you had mentioned that every now and then you do housekeeping with these areas. And so was this ever brought up before? Is this the first time you're bringing it up?
No, this language, the cross-out language has been in the City Council rules of procedure since they existed. And unbeknownst to me at the time, it was outdated language that didn't make any sense anymore. So it's just been a carryover.
So this truly is
the first time it's come up.
This is truly a first-time housekeeping.
Yes. We have a new city clerk, newish. I can't remember when she took the position, and this was her suggestion.
Okay. No, that's cool. I just, trying to get some clarification. Yes. You know, we have to present it to the full council, so
sure.
To make sure. And then item 4D, amend seating. So what I'm hearing, and I could be wrong, but what I'm hearing is for the president only to stay in that spot.
In the tradition here for decades was that the council president would sit in the middle for committee of the whole,
yes.
And then at regular special meetings, the right of the mayor.
Okay.
Our current council president wants to stay where he's at, which is, I think, two away from the center. And so rather than, I thought this would provide some flexibility so that he wasn't out of compliance with the rules. But again, that's a council decision.
So, but that's only for 1 year term. Then he gets rotated out and theoretically there'll be another guy that'll be on the left side, you know, so that he got to go over, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm okay. I guess I'm okay with it. I was just trying to find the rationale behind that. And the seniority thing works for us, you know, because again, 1, 3, 5, and 7 are up for re-election this year. And we don't, you know, nobody holds, you know, magic cards or can look at a crystal ball. And, okay. So that's my only, you know. And the amend public comment, I do remember we talked about that 30 minutes. It's just we're going to have to be very clear, you know, when we present this next week or this week? Next week.
February 10th.
Yeah, February 10th. That it's a 30 minute, but we can amend it as the council, as a majority of the council, to go longer. And I'm only saying that only because, you know, we got some people that like to talk and they'll talk 5 minutes about not being able to talk for 5 minutes, you know?
Absolutely.
You know? So we got to be able to, you know, say, hey, this is uniform. We talked about this last year, but I'm all right with it.
Jeremy,
go ahead.
Just speaking to Councilmember Martinez and Quinn's comments, if this committee would like me to add some language about the 30 minutes, I mean, I can do that before the committee of the whole. It could be something like the council's intent is a roughly 30 minute public comment period. That's just throwing that out there for consideration.
Actually, I would be interested in that.
I would like that too. And I would also like to reference that work session 12/16. At 12/16, the work session recommended that 30-minute, you know, limitation.
Okay.
So then they know that we talked about this in the past. So it's not like, you know, oh, you're fucking. But anyway, that those are my own.
Thank you.
I had also time to vet through this document. I mean, a lot of the questions were asked that I would probably ask. Actually, don't have any other additional comments, questions. Just from council analysts for preparing this document and memo. That's actually it.
Yeah.
Councilmember Quinn, do you have any other questions? I see you raising your hand.
Yeah, just a follow-up, and this is something that Councilmember Martinez said. And I agree with 100%. If there's a place that we can reference in the minutes that we've had this discussion and citing the time and kind of what we coalesced around, I think that would move the discussion further instead of revisiting it all over again. So, like, based on the meeting, there was consensus to a time frame of 30 minutes. And if that can be reflected in the packet that goes forward, that would be very helpful. And then that way you can refer to the exact area, you know, of the conversation. And then that way, as Councilmember Martinez said, it's that we didn't have a discussion all over again at Finance Committee. That was it.
Yep. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all, Martinez.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, then we'll adjourn the meeting at 5:46.
Well, wait a minute. Was there anybody else?
Oh,
okay.
Yes, actually, I did. If it's okay, I'd like to introduce new fiscal manager, Megan Marks. She's on the screen hidden. She joined us on the 16th of January and has jumped right in. She's already working on getting year-end work all cleaned up and getting the getting everything ready for work on the annual comprehensive financial report. So we're really happy to have Megan with us. The position has been vacant since Aaron Williams left mid-2024-ish. Yeah. And so it's been a big hole that we've been working through. And to bring Megan in with all her credentials is really quite a feat for us. So we're really happy to have Megan with us.
Megan, do you want to say a few words?
Oh, it's very nice to be here. I'm glad to be with the city, and I look forward to meeting you all at some point in time in the halls.
Great. Welcome to Tukwila. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
Take care, Megan. Yeah.
Thank you.
In that case, any other questions? I didn't know about this.
Well, he mentioned it. Somebody mentioned it.
Okay, great. Then we'll adjourn the meeting at 5:47.
Thank you.